You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
If you feel like you're constantly feeling tired, moody, and in pain, it really may be from inflammation in your body you are not aware of. And my next guest is here to share how, surprisingly enough, this is caused by the foods you eat. He will share how to eliminate certain foods from your diet so you can actually heal yourself from certain diseases. Welcome to the show, the best-selling author of The Elimination Diet, Tom Moulter.
Thanks so much, Suzanne. It's so great to be with you.
Absolutely. So what made you develop this book, The Elimination Diet, and what exactly is it in a nutshell?
Yeah, absolutely. Two different questions. What made me do it? People. You know, the reality is you become a practitioner. You study for years and years so you can sit across from somebody, you can listen deeply, and you can provide them options that will turn their life around. And when I was asked, you know, what do you want to write for a book? I said, oh my gosh, I didn't hesitate. The Elimination Diet. I have to write about the Elimination Diet. I've seen so many people come in, whether it's with MS or chronic fatigue or bipolar disorder, depression, anxiety. When we get them on an elimination diet, they have more success than they've had working 10 years with multiple specialists, lots of different medications. They can turn their lives around. So absolutely, I had to do the elimination diet. Now, what is an elimination diet? That's a great question. What you do is you eliminate your symptoms. You take out the foods that research and clinical practice has shown over the many decades irritate the vast majority of people. Things like gluten and dairy. We all know that people are going on these diets and you're hearing these fantastic case studies all around the globe. It's true. So what we do is we take these foods out for a couple of weeks and then we slowly reintroduce them one by one. And you wait and you see how you feel. So if you start feeling, as we both know, that foggy thinking or that fatigue that comes back, or you get joint pain, or your gut is upset, or you get post-nasal drip in your sinuses, or your rash comes back, then we say, ooh, that's a suspect food. Let's take that out. We leave that food out, and then we start adding other foods back in. And so you determine over time what it is that's behind your symptoms. You know, most people are like, well, I know what's behind my symptoms. It's a medication insufficiency. I should be taking more Prozac, or I should be taking more anti-inflammatories or something. No, that's not what's behind your symptoms. What's causing you to have those diseases to begin with, those disorders? What is it? What's irritating your body? And I would have to say 9 times out of 10, it's the food. So if you can just look at your foods, you can remove the irritant foods from your life for a while. It's amazing. I'd have to say it's the most potent functional medicine intervention that we've ever seen. So if you take the foods out, you can feel better.
Oh, I truly believe in that elimination is really the gold standard of getting rid of your allergy symptoms and all of the other chronic symptoms that you just mentioned. You know, I know in my book, The 7-Day Makeover, I talk a lot about our environment, you know, how what you're putting in your environment, in your home, and how you're feeding your children and what type of chemicals that you're exposed to. That has a lot to do with it, too. What do you think about, I mean, how much do you think environmental chemicals play a part in all of this, these chronic illnesses?
You are so ahead of the game. You know that? I mean, the reality is we've been talking about this for a while, right? For the last decade, it's been very, very clear. I mean, the science is getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and pretty much now it's screaming at us to all be conscious of the fact that we can't expose ourselves to these pesticides, we can't expose ourselves to all these plastics, we can't expose ourselves to all these hand sanitizing chemicals without having adverse effects. So I don't know if you saw that study, Suzanne, where they were looking at parabens and triclosan, so the hand sanitizer and the preservative. Yeah. And they saw a 400% increase in food sensitivities when people had high levels of these chemicals in their urine. So we have to understand that some of these chemicals change our immune cell function. They change our microbiome. They'll change how we interact with our environment. So the higher levels of chemicals we have in our bodies, the less we tolerate proteins in our environment, including foods. So we now know these are huge constituents for why everybody's now having the peanut sensitivities and the dairy sensitivities and all sorts of different issues. So environment is massive. It's a massive player.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you hit it right on the nail, especially when it comes to the things that we deal with. I mean, there's so many chemicals that are out there, you know, and you mentioned that what it does is it causes inflammation, disrupts our microbiome. You know, why is the microbiome so important? Because I talk about the fact that it is where the largest immune cells are, the immune system, the gut-associated lymphoid tissue. Why is the microbiome the most important part?
Oh my gosh, because the immune system should be called the microbial interaction system. If you look at the science clearly, it shows us that the whole design of our immune system is to interact with bacterium, fungi, viruses, parasites. That's what it's there for. It's our sixth sense to determine who's out in our environment. And we literally have receptor sites in our intestinal cells, these toll-like receptors, that wait to be bound with little fragments from bacterium. They wait to interact with bacterial pieces. And when those bacteria are present in our intestines and those little receptors are bound, it actually sends a very calming signal to the surrounding immune cell. And it says, hey, there's nothing to see here. You've got the good guys present. No reason for you to get upset about anything. And when we don't have those microbes around, the opposite happens. We actually start sending these signals that say, you know what, if anything moves, kill it. Like, we're on edge. We don't know what's going on out there. Something's wrong. And you literally have an edgy immune system, and we lose something called tolerance. So whenever you see interesting shapes, food proteins, boom, you start launching an attack against it, and we gain these food sensitivities or these food allergies.
You know, in your book, you talk about that people have these unintentionally triggering these cross-contaminations, and of course they don't know about it, you know, when they eat. What does that mean?
So, you know, God bless everybody for really trying hard when they go on gluten-free and dairy-free diets. I mean, it's so great the amount of effort people put in, but I feel so sorry for people because they don't always get the results that they deserve. So they think they're going on a gluten-free diet, but they're still eating processed food that's processed in a plant that has wheat in it, or they go in their kitchen and their spouse has just made a big batch of wheat pancakes right next to them, making their turkey hash or making some sort of salmon burgers or whatever they're doing, and the flour gets on the food, and next thing you know, they still have their arthritis, they still have their irritable bowel. So this process of what's called cross-contamination, where the wheat or the dairy or the corn gets into your food supply without you knowing, is incredibly, incredibly common. So what we try and do is teach people how to make their own food, and then they can guarantee that they're not going to have cross-contamination. So my wife, as you know, Allie Sagerson, she's amazing at cooking. We have two cookbooks we published together, and she has the most fabulous recipes in the back of that elimination diet book you have. It's amazing. Really, we taught a class.
I love that book.
Yeah, we taught a class last night, and we had a bunch of people who had no idea what they were getting into, right? And everybody left just raving, saying, elimination diet or not, I'm cooking these recipes every day. So, you know, you can replace what's causing you harm with things that make you feel fabulous. That's what this is all about. It's not about eliminating your foods. It's about eliminating your symptoms and introducing foods that are delicious.
So, you know, in your book, The Elimination Diet, you go into a detail about what not to eat, right? But I want to know, what can we eat? What can we eat on this diet? And what I love about the Elimination Diet book also is because you've got recipes in there. Let's go ahead and give a couple few seconds on what we can eat, because I can't believe time goes by so fast talking to you.
Yeah. Sweet tart cherry chicken. Just made it last night for the cooking class. It was one of the biggest hits. So fantastic. Put that on top of some plantain tortillas. Maybe have a side of the kabocha squash. And then some lacto-fermented vegetables that are just like popping in your mouth delicious. So yeah, you know, you can put together all these meals. We have these salmon burgers. We have salmon quinoa burgers. We've got turkey meatballs. We have all these different meals that you're not going to suffer at all. You're going to actually have a wonderful taste bud fest in your mouth. And at the same time,
can't wait. Yeah. Well, you know what, Tom? Thanks so much. You and Ellie are such great people. So happy to have you on the show and grateful for all that you're doing to help people feel better. Everyone, go to WholeLifeNutrition.net. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing my natural strategies to ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well!